I was never a great lover of maths. I think even when I was really young, I'd never got it. It was never something that came naturally to me. As I went through school, I was bullied quite a lot, and this happened quite a lot in maths classes in particular. So I would avoid going. So I think for about 2 years, I didn't go to maths at all, and then I developed this real fear of anything maths related because I just couldn't do it, and I don't like not being able to do things. So yeah, it did become quite an issue. I never really wanted to get back into maths. It became a necessity. I wanted to start teaching, and found out to do teaching, I would need to have maths GCSE. So I really committed myself to trying to improve my math skills, realise how behind I was and how much I was struggling with little things like helping my daughter with her homework and things like budgeting and basic bits like that. So it did become a necessity more than the one. But once I was sort of determined to go into teaching and I knew that was what I wanted to do, I had a very strong drive to do well and to sort of conquer my fears about maths. Before I did this, things like just the weekly budget and having to add up all my bills and what I had left after getting paid and things like that was something I would definitely avoid, which would mean that I was overspending quite a lot of the time or just not realizing sort of what my budget was because I would have just avoided it. So now I do find that budgeting's a lot easier. Things like when I'm going around the supermarket and I know I've got, say, I've got about £50, I know sort of roughly how much I'm spending, and I can do that mentally now rather than sort of sitting there with a calculator. You know, and my daughter will come to me with homework before. I'd be like, ask your dad, I don't know what I'm doing, please ask your dad. And now I'm like, oh, let me have a look at that, let's see what we can do, how can I help you with that. And it's really nice. It's nice just not hiding from it anymore. I think the first thing that I worked out after I did my sort of functional skills, a shop was having a sale and something was 20% off, and I worked out in my head how much it was, and I just had that little internal proud of you moment. You know, and I think a lot of people sort of take that for granted, but when you can't, you haven't been able to do something for so long, and suddenly you can, it's an amazing feeling.